Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt.
Happy Thanksgiving! Put that drumstick down for just a little bit and tune in to the Power Hour. Hi gang, I'm Mac Newton. And another beautiful day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. A couple of clouds hanging around, but that's okay. Another beautiful day outside. What's up, Jesse? Happy Thanksgiving, baby.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, thank you very much. You got a big Thanksgiving dinner planned, or have you already taken care of that?
No, a little bit later. Nice quiet with the family.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope everyone is so set for a happy Thanksgiving. This is our traditional Thanksgiving show, where we talk about lots and lots of things that we can be thankful for. My musical guest host today, Michael McDonald, sings Motown. Ooh, Pistol, can we get a little bit more of that there? Uh-huh. Sweet. Signed, sealed, delivered. Now, you know, that started out as, that was a Stevie Wonder song. I had dinner with Michael McDonald one night when he was, the last time he played here in Phoenix. Really, really nice guy. Really nice guy. Perfect. We got a great show on tap for you guys today, and like always, when we get started, we want to give a good shout-out to my boy, one of the original Power Hour. Anyway, one of the original members. JC, the Cannon, John Cannon. And, of course, to Nick and Roger and all the boys, Tom up in Denver. Got to give them a shout-out up there. Who knows? They could have 8 feet of snow up there on Thanksgiving Day.
Probably do.
And also to Jeff Jodine, Tim, Barry out there in Chicago. We know it's cold out there. I was looking at the weather this morning. Man, it's chilly. But you know what, though? We're in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the things I have to be thankful for, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because we got a lot of stuff on that as we talk about being thankful. You know, I'm not one of these guys that does a show and then says, well, you know, I don't ever want to do that material again. I was talking to one of my clients and named Renisha Williams, just a beautiful lady. She's lost in my studio 50 pounds, 51 pounds as of Tuesday, day before yesterday. And her whole personality has just changed. She's like a caterpillar just morphing into a butterfly. And it's just amazing to be part of that change and to see her. And Sunday I had an opportunity to spend a little time with her. And she was just kind of, I guess she says, well, I got him trapped now. I'm going to tell him some things I want to tell him. She says, you know, the things you say in class. And she said, the class that affected me the most was when you talked about forgiveness. And I know this is Thanksgiving, and our show is going to be based around that. As we do every Thanksgiving, which we started as a tradition with John Cannon on Cox 9 on television with our traditional Thanksgiving show. I know you guys are going to like it. But Renisha told me that it was the forgiveness that really made her feel that she could really get this done. the elements of it. So I wanted to start off by reviewing an earlier essay that we did here on the Power Hour on that topic. Because I believe it's important. I believe it's important to realize that most of us live our lives the best that we can, the best way, at least that we know how. I mean, we're out here in the world. We're trying to get the most out of life. We make mistakes. And just because the world is set up the way it is, a lot of the time we're acting on misinformation. And sometimes we just do stupid stuff, let's face it. Yet, all the while, we're trying to be happy and we're trying to be the best we can. I mean, I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, great, today is another chance I get to mess up my life. In other words, like I said, most people are doing the best that they can, where they are, with what they have. But since we're all messed up, misinformed, and sometimes just stupid, is it no surprise we do things that hurt ourselves and hurt other people, especially people close to us? It's not a surprise to me. Lots of people spend their lives, their entire lives, and in my case, I spent 22 years punishing myself, as other people do as well, punishing themselves mentally and physically for some non-specific shortcoming that they believe that they have. Some overeat, some overdrink, some like me, what I used to do before I learned to like myself unconditionally, before I learned to forgive myself, during that 20-year span, I systematically destroyed every meaningful relationship. Some people make themselves sick. Some people make themselves sick to death. And some choose to be poor as the appropriate punishment for whatever that behavior was. All for something they thought they said or they possibly did to someone else. So because of that, now you don't feel that you deserve to be happy or successful, right? Well, now, when you get to that point, it might just be the time to forgive. Forgive, and as we talked about last week, or I guess it was, last week, let go. Forgive and let go. Let go. And forgive. If you feel that forgiving other people is difficult, you'll be very surprised to hear that forgiving ourselves is even harder. I've heard it said that we are only healthy to the exact degree to which we can freely forgive ourselves and forgive others. The inability to forgive causes resentment, headaches, and all kinds of other stuff, all the way up to heart attacks and strokes. Trust me, developing the ability to forgive early and often is the key to healing, the key to wellness. Some folks never forgive their parents, and they just mess up their lives just to prove to them what a lousy job they did raising them. Their message is clear. It's your fault my life is messed up. It's your fault that I'm broke and lonely and unhappy. So there, you can just sit there and watch me suffer. Because your outer world reflects your true inner world, because you attract people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts, because you become what you think about, your ability to forgive is the one indispensable quality that you must develop. In other words, when we choose to change, others change. Blaming others, or even blaming ourselves, gets us nowhere. Being responsible, forgiving, gets us somewhere. So get started living by forgiving early and often. Forgiveness, the key word, is the way to take charge of your life. Michael McDonald, my guest host on this beautiful Thanksgiving afternoon, and welcome to the Power Hour. My name is Mac Newton on KFNX. Don't go anywhere, gang. Stay right where you are. More of the Power Hour on the way. Glad you're on board with us. Jesse, because Brian is somewhere out there in the Midwest, in St. Louis, I think it is. We will be right back.
The Power Hour is sponsored by Newton Fitness, Newton Taekwondo, New Fit Sports and Casual Attire.
Newton Fitness? For me? Come on.
Newton Fitness is for everyone. Well, maybe. Attitude is the determining factor. So, yes, it's for you if you have the right attitude.
What is the right attitude?
It means wanting more than just being okay. It means wanting to be the very best you can be. The very best you.
I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not even in very good shape. Can I still do it?
From the professional athlete looking to move to a higher level to the business professional looking to get back into shape to the person totally unfit and unhealthy, Newton Fitness has a program for you. At Newton Fitness, we're in the health and performance business, not the weight loss business. For more information, call Nikki at 602-957-6492. That's 602-957-6492.
The Power Hour is sponsored by A Path to Power, A Master's Guide to Conquering Crisis, a book for the new millennium by Mac Newton with Michelle St. George.
This book will push you to explore a provocative and vital path that will stretch your mind and challenge you to unleash the extraordinary person inside you. If you're serious about life, you owe it to yourself to read this book. Here's what others are saying. Pat Murphy, head coach ASU baseball team, says this work is a must for anyone interested in getting busy living. Former two-sports superstar Bo Jackson says to reap all the benefits that life has to offer, you must read this book. And Tony La Russa, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, says Mac Newton is one of the most remarkable men anyone has ever met. You'll understand and appreciate why as you read this book.
To reserve your copy of A Path to Power, call 602-957-6492. That's 602-957-6492.
To my musical guest host on this beautiful Thursday, Thanksgiving afternoon, wherever you're listening, I hope you're listening with people you love, people you're thankful to be around, and I hope you're healthy, feeling the power that you were born with, feeling optimism, joy for the future. As we take a moment to pause, we pause and just be thankful for so many things. You know, one of the things I'm thankful for, Jesse? Obviously, I'm thankful for my health. I've had 22 major surgeries, and I haven't been under the knife since 1998. I'm so thankful for it. I'm so thankful. I remember going into Mary Hook's house for Thanksgiving dinner about 4 years ago. And we sat out on her patio and we had Thanksgiving dinner around 3:30 in the afternoon. Her whole family was there, and she'd accepted me as part of her extended family. And when dinner was finished, we all went out on the grass and we stood around in a circle. And we all held hands. And I didn't understand this tradition. I didn't know really what they were doing. And one by one, people started saying what they were thinking. I was so moved. It was a very It was an electric moment. I'm thankful for Mary teaching me to express my thankfulness. Welcome back to the Power Hour, guys. Game. We got a great show on tap for you. Michael McDonald, Motown, beautiful, beautiful city. And a nice guy. You meet some people, you know, and they're not hung up on who they think they are. They feel blessed being able to share their talents with us. George Benson is like that. Loves to share his talent. Well, here in this first half hour, we definitely want to talk about being thankful. We've already started on it a little bit and tell you some of the things I'm thankful for. We talked last week about letting go. Remember, Jesse, we talked about that stuff?
Yeah.
Letting go. Got several emails on that. Mostly questions. How do I let go? How do I really turn it loose? Have you ever held on to something that made your hands hurt? Like something was very hot? Our bodies are amazing, you know? They can only hold on to something hot for a very short time, and we gotta let go. Or something very, very cold, and we have to let go. And we can do the same things mentally. Let it go. Sometimes our souls, if we get make it a habit, we can hold on to painful things for months or even years, even though, just like we can turn loose the ice cube or take our hand away from the flame, we have the ability to let go at any moment. That's how you do it. You just let it go. And I'm thankful for my ability to let go. I'm thankful that I don't hold on to the opinions I have or the beliefs that I used to hold that when people had done me wrong. Going back to the forgiveness that we started the show with. When you learn to forgive people, it allows you to realize that some of the things you think they did, they didn't do at all. Or they didn't do it to the degree that you thought they did. Only because of your entitlement to your feeling of a grudge or resentfulness. And your unwillingness to let go. Your unwillingness to forgive. Most of the things that we're holding these grudges about, people went into those relationships without guns held to their heads. So you're at least partially responsible for whatever it is we're talking about. Whatever grudge you're holding, forget it. Let it go. Forgive them. It has healing power. Healing power to your heart. Healing power to your soul. And healing power to your body. It will heal your body. When you forgive, you will get well. Let it go. Forgiveness is not something that you just do for another person. It's something you do for yourself. Something you do for you. It's a very selfish act, as a matter of fact. It allows you to let go of the guilt. It allows you to get rid of that feeling of worthlessness, that feeling that you're worth less than someone else. It's a good thing. It's all good. That's one of the things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my ability to let go. I once remember hearing a preacher say that for the enlightened mind, there are only three words. You ever heard of that, Jesse?
No.
No? No. Three words for the truly enlightened mind. Yes, no, and ah. You know, when you make the choice of letting your words be clear I mean, if I mean no, say no. Not maybe. Perhaps. Say no. Don't say, we'll see. Say no. It's empowering. If I mean yes, then I clearly say yes. Gaines, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm thankful for my ability to be clear. I'm thankful for my clarity. I'm thankful that I'm not vague and unsure. And when I, with the yeses and nos that I bring clearly into my life, then I open the door to, that's what it is. I am thankful for the clarity and the power that clarity brings to my life. What are you guys thankful for out there? Oh, sure, I know we're thankful for our homes, our cars. I'm thankful for things that I guess that we can't touch. Those are the things that have brought so much to my life. We all like our cars. We all like our homes. Though they're blessings. No question about it. They're blessings that our Father in heaven wants us to have because, I mean, gee whiz. I don't know. I like to read scripture, and I think that of all things, it's certainly an instruction manual for life. It says there many times, whatever you want, ask for it, and it'll be granted to you. So that's okay. We can want cars and houses, Xboxes and things like that. And we can be thankful for them too. No shame in that game. I'm just talking about some of the things today on my Thanksgiving show that I'm thankful for. And maybe you can sort of get a little clarity in for yourself. I'm also very, very thankful for the power that I have to forgive. I'm thankful for that power. I have developed the ability to forgive early and often. I think it's one of the clear signs of a healthy personality. When you are able to forgive, first, your parents. Second, as it says in the Bible, everyone else who's ever trespassed against you. And thirdly, the most difficult person it can be to forgive is yourself. I am so thankful. I consider Thanksgiving Forgiveness Day to exemplify my thankfulness. I'm thankful for that you guys can hear me out there. And my name is Mac Newton, in case you just can't tune in. And this is the Power Hour. We're every Thursday at this time. Don't go away. Michael McDonald will take us to break. We will be right back. She walked like you do. I thought it was you. And then she turned a corner. I called out your name. I felt so ashamed.
Mac Newton on Taekwondo, a resource for peak performance.
Martial arts training has always been difficult, strenuous, and challenging to the body and the mind. It's supposed to be that way in order to make it special to the participants. The challenging nature of this type of training fuels self-discovery, which leads to self-knowledge and self-confidence. Although Taekwondo is viewed as a sport by some, to my way of thinking, it falls into the category of art. Its main attraction is not the competition, but the emphasis on the development of personal character traits such as courtesy, integrity, perseverance, and self-control. Students, particularly children, gravitate toward the growing feeling of personal power that can't be seen but comes from within and affects all areas of their lives, especially their social interactions. The physical techniques become a form of personal expression that helps the participants see themselves as physically strong, graceful, and capable. The punches, kicks, yells, throws, falls, and jumps also serve to relieve stress in a safe, healthy fashion.
For information on class schedules and rates, please log on to macnewton.com.
Scottsdale's Center for the Performing Arts presents The Capitol Steps, November 25th and 26th. A bipartisan cast entertaining a bipartisan audience with their bipartisan satirical jabs at politics. Then on November 10th, attend a lecture with Frank Rich, renowned New York Times writer who addresses the intersection of art, politics, and popular culture. Finally, end the year with the annual performance of Windham Hill's Winter Solstice, 2005-2006 tour on December 18th. This year, the tour brings violinist and fiddler Daryl Anger, acoustic musician Mike Marshall, and vocalist Tuck and Patty to Scottsdale. Let the arts inspire, motivate, and entertain you at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. For tickets, call 480-994-ARTS or scottsdaleperformingarts.org or tickets.com. That's 480-994-ARTS, scottsdaleperformingarts.org or tickets.com.
Welcome back, gang. My musical guest host, Michael McDonald, formerly of the Doobie Brothers. Doobie down. Doobie with the one you're with. The Doobie Brothers. Yeah. Welcome to the special Thanksgiving show on the Power Hour, gang. I'm Mac Newton on KFNX. I'm sitting here on this beautiful Thanksgiving day, 2005. With the beautiful and very talented Jesse. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And I want to give a shout out to our boy Brian out there in St. Louis with his mom. Lottie, they're out there checking out the show today.
Probably freezing.
Probably. And a shout out to all you guys enjoying Thanksgiving Day. Sweet. Okay, gang. We're going to get right back into it. This being the Thanksgiving show, I'm just going to just talk about being thankful for a bit, you know? Pass along some tips along the way as we get into our second half hour of the Power Hour. You know, this might seem like a strange thing to you, Jesse, but one of the things I am really thankful for, and particularly on this Thanksgiving Day, 2005, I'm particularly thankful for my courage. Because, you know, sometimes it seems that life is filled with one difficulty after another. It seems that you solve one problem only to find that rather than having a moment or two to breathe, there's just another just stepping right into the breach, sometimes even bigger than the last one. If it seems like that to you, then perhaps you need a little more courage. Courage is a quality that enables you to remain poised and face your fears and proceed in spite of them. Even amidst great difficulty, even in the midst of danger. Courage, one of the greatest definitions I've ever heard, and I don't recall exactly where I heard it, but this is a great definition. Courage is not something that changes the events of the world as much as it changes your relationship to those events. It allows you to see it differently. In that regard, it has a relationship to forgiveness. Because unless you're afraid, there's no need for courage. And I'm really thankful for it. And you know what? We all have the courage inside of us. What you do is you have to call on it. So you need an affirmation. You need something. So here it is. Today, here's your affirmation for courage. I call on the courage, all the courage I need to do the things that are mine to do. Simple as that. And as soon as you do that, the fear disappears. I'm thankful for the courage. Got a couple more on my list. made. I got a letter today in my office from one of my clients, Mark Russell. Really nice guy. He said to me, "Mac, really enjoyed your talk yesterday in the 10 a.m. class about the holidays coming up and the things that we're doing." He says, "Thank you so much for the inspiration that you bring all the time." He must be unaware my mission statement is to inspire achievement. But he went on to say, "You are one of the many blessings that I will give thanks for on this Thanksgiving Day." And you know what else I'm thankful for? I am thankful that I am a blessing. If Mark, Jesse, and Brian, and so many people see me as such, I'm thankful that I am. I remember a story I heard about that once. It was about a little boy. He came home unexpectedly from a party, and his mother asked him why he had left the party so early. And he replied, "I wasn't having any fun. It was boring. So I left." And his mom said, "Oh my goodness. She says, you don't go to the party to get a good time. You go to the party to give a good time. I want you to go back to that party right now with a different attitude." He went back to the party, and then when he returned home, it was quite late. And his mom said, "Well, things go differently?" He said, "Yeah, Mom. I had given the best time that I've ever given before. And as a result, I received a great time too." It's a very clear message. We receive a blessing, and we are a blessing to each other. And I'm really thankful that I am a blessing. I realize that I'm here to give a blessing. I think that that's part of our role in life. I no longer allow fear or the fact that I might have been timid in earlier years of my life to stand in my way. Not now. I now go into action with a courageous heart, a grateful heart, and I know that I am a blessing to this life. And that knowledge makes me feel that I have a reason to like myself. I like myself. I like myself. I like myself a lot. I don't wait for life to give me a good time anymore. I give life a good time. These are just some of the things I'm thankful for. Not to say I'm not thankful for you, Jesse, or Joe, friend Carol. That I'm not thankful for the fact that I do have a roof over my head. Oh, I am. But I've been trying to identify these things that you can't touch that really bring so much joy to your life. That forgiveness thing, though, that's... I'm really thankful that Renisha brought that to my attention, that it meant so much to her. It can be emotional. It can bring a tear to your eye when you're realizing that you're doing something cathartic, something just for you, that you have chosen to turn loose the pain of the past, to let go. To let go of the anger and the bitterness, and to open the door to all the joy and fulfillment that can be yours. I'm not just talking about stuff. I'm talking about a feeling, the things that make us human beings, the things that allow us to relate to one another. I'm thankful for stuff like that. I am thankful very much for the power of appreciation. I am so affected when people express appreciation. You know, in investment terms, you know what to appreciate means? It means to increase in value, to appreciate. And you can make an investment in other people and you increase their value to themselves by appreciating them. They'll feel better about themselves. And they will look for ways to share their increased value with you and other people around them, with their family and their, you know, coworkers. When you appreciate other people, you make an extra effort for them. You try a little harder to help them achieve your goals, to help you know, them achieve their goals. You just do. That feeling of appreciation. There's a program out of Scottsdale. I'm not sure of the name of the, I think his name is Richard Rogers. And he sponsors a program in the Unity Church of Phoenix, I think it is. And he's written a lot on that very topic. And I've got to give him credit for opening my eyes on that subject very, very wide, very wide. The power of appreciation. And when I read his statement about it, it made me think and go a little bit further. If you're thinking about how people interact and relate with one another, I came up with four words, and they all start with A. Things you can do to make other people feel important, to make them feel more valuable, to increase their value. Four words. The first of all, of course, is appreciation. We already talked about it. Secondly, acceptance, which is one of the deepest cravings of all human nature. When we just simply accept another person totally and unconditionally without judgment. I mean, you know what conveys that you accept someone? Do you know what behavior, what physical movement conveys that you accept someone, Jesse? You know what does it?
What?
Looking them right in the eye and smiling. That conveys that you accept them. Let's say you're walking down the street and someone's coming toward you. Someone different than you. You can tell because they're dressing differently. Or maybe they just appear different in other ways. And the way that we don't accept them is that we ignore them completely. We don't look at them, no eye contact. Maybe we even look the opposite direction. But to accept that person, we'll look them in the eye and smile. And sometimes speak. And almost every time, you'll get a smile back. Because that person has felt accepted. They feel more valuable. And what goes around comes around. It'll come back at you. Maybe not at that moment, but at a moment you need it most. It'll come back at you. Two words so far. Number one, appreciation. Number two, acceptance. The third thing that we can do to make other people feel more valuable and important is to express approval. We can praise and reinforce everything that a person does that is right and good. Praising behavior. And when you praise someone publicly, it even carries more weight. Three words, all start with A's. Show appreciation. Acceptance. Sometimes I interchange the acceptance and appreciation. Approval. And finally, admiration. Admiration is a tremendous way of building the self-esteem of another person. I mean, we can admire all kinds of things about people. We can admire behavioral characteristics, traits, such as like punctuality or generosity. We can even admire the things that people own. Whenever I walk into someone's office for the first time, I always pick out something in a very obvious position. It might be a clock or a statue or a sculpture or something like that. And I always notice it. It'll be in a very prominent place. And all I have to do is admire it and say, that is a fabulous piece. I know there's a story behind it. And there they go. All of a sudden, the breach between us is narrower. The distance is shorter. And now all of a sudden, we seem like friends as they explain to me the significance and the story behind that piece, all because I admired it. We have a conversation. If you want to really knock a guy off the record? Just admire his tie. Guys sometimes don't pay a lot of attention to their shoes. They may only have one suit. Okay? But if you admire a guy's tie, he's going to like that. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. Love it. Sweet. They love that. Ladies, when you want to, things that ladies, when you admire things about ladies, start with the hair. They love that. If you notice when women change their hair, I like to admire that. I like to wear, and women are the almost the exact opposite from men when it comes to shoes. Women can have dozens of pairs of shoes. And when you admire them, they're like, wow, okay. Yeah, well, I bought these at, I picked these up on sale someplace. Oh, those are nice.
Jesse. Well, thank you.
Yeah, those are sweet. Let me see that again.
I like those sandals.
Oh, yeah, I do. I like those. Those are sandals. They look like shoes to me.
Sandals.
Okay, look real nice.
Those thank you.
Sweet. Anyway, there you have it. Four words that all convey appreciation. Appreciation. If our aim is to develop high levels of self-esteem in other people, if our aim is to make them feel more valuable about themselves, one of the things you should never do is destructively criticize the other person. Nothing destroys human personalities. Nothing undermines self-esteem. Nothing lowers self-confidence and causes negative, if not hostile, and sometimes violent reactions more than destructive criticism. Don't do it. But sometimes it's important to critique a person's behavior. This is the way I like to do it. Let's say someone just gave me this letter that I had typed, and I look at it and I notice that the first paragraph is not indented. And I've said many times to this person to indent that paragraph. Exactly. Now, some people might go, I've told you 1,000 times to indent the paragraph. When are you going to learn? Well, all you do is simply make them want to avoid doing it at all. Here's the three-step method to criticize, kind of without criticizing. Number one, you pick something positive to say about it. You say, you know what? You know, you've typed a lot of letters for me, but this one is beautifully done and spaced. It's gorgeous. Now you've said something positive about it. And then just mention, and by the way, next time we do that, indent that first paragraph, would you? Oh, yeah, you told me that once before. Let me redo that. And then right before you give it to them, say, just restate your positive observation again. Man, I don't want to give it back. It looks good. Okay, all right. Now, which way do you think you're going to get the most out of that person? By shooting them in the head with a shotgun or, you know, using that method? They'll get it done. It works. It's Thanksgiving Day, 2005, and it's a beautiful day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. A few clouds about in the sky, but, you know, never mind. It's still a warm day. Think about those folks up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I don't want to. This is paradise.
And you guys are sitting in on the Power Hour with Mac Newton and Jesse and KFNX 1100, your news talk radio. This is the only place you can get the Power Hour. Every Thursday from 4 to 5. And I'm here with you guys. You know what I'm thankful for as well? And maybe this is our last one on my list.
What?
I am thankful for today. I really am. I'm really thankful for today. Too many people are waiting for tomorrow. That's all they think about, tomorrow. They assume they can always do it tomorrow. They put off living today because they're waiting for tomorrow. I celebrate today. It's my choice. I am happy to be here today. I mean, imagine if there was a bank that credit your account every morning with $86,400. Imagine that. Let's face it. But it carries over no balance from day to day. All right? None. Every evening, it deletes whatever part of the balance you failed to use during the day. But you started out with $86,400. What would you do? Draw out every cent, of course. At the end of the day, you would draw out every cent. Well, you know what? Each of us has such a bank. It's called time. Every morning, you get credited with 86,400 seconds. And every night, it gets written off as lost. Whatever of this you fail to invest to good purposes carries no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day, it opens a new account for you. Each night, it burns the rim. It just burns what's left over. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There is no going back. There is no drawing against tomorrow. There is only today. You must live in the present on today's deposits. Invest it so as to get the most from it in your health, your happiness, your relationships, your success. Take a chance. Take a chance. Do it. But do it today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Do it now. The clock is running. Make the most of it. It's today. To realize the value of time. Let me just give you some examples. To realize the value of a year, okay, ask a student who was failed in a grade and now he's got to repeat that year. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask lovers who are waiting to meet each other. And that hour seems to go on forever. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask the person who just missed the flight by 1 minute as you watch it pull away from the gate. To realize the value of 1 second, 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who just lost the gold medal in the Olympics by 1 millisecond. Treasure every moment you have and treasure more because you shared it with someone special. Someone special enough to spend your time with. And remember, children and the Mac Daddy spells love, T-I-M-E. Time waits for no one. Yesterday is already history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today is your gift. That's why it's called the present, I think. It's a present. Well, I really enjoyed this Thanksgiving Day. I had lots of stuff on our agenda today, so I might as well just tell you what we're going to do next week. We're going to revisit the past a little bit more and to talk to you about changing or dying. And certainly we are going to start again with accepting responsibility and taking charge of your life. I've had a ball today. How about you, Jesse?
I've had a great time. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And again, thanks, JC, Bob Adlock, Brian out there in cold, shivery St. Louis. Pistolero behind the glass. It would not work without you, brother. You know, one of the most important people in my life, Nikki over there at NTKD, and of course the KFNX for making this whole thing happen. Well, we got Pistol about 30 seconds here on tap. We got about 30 seconds, gang. I want to remind you to be true to yourselves, not just for the rest of this Thanksgiving Day and to love the ones you're with and everybody else. I want to thank my musical guest host, Michael McDonald. Be true to yourselves. Treat yourself like someone important because you are. My name is Mac Newton. I'll be back with you next week at exactly the same time. 3, 2, 1. Peace. I'm out.